the destiny of this child. Last week, we were at the temple with an old man. His name is Simeon. And Simeon was a just man. He was a righteous man. He was a man that heard the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit spoke. He was a man that was sensitive to the Holy Spirit leading him. The Holy Spirit gave him a promise. And I don't know when, no one knows. We don't know exactly how old he is, but we know he's at toward the end of his life, and Anna's going to come next, and she was in her 80s, maybe 90s. So it seems that he's an older man. Somewhere in his life, the Holy Spirit said, you won't die until you see the Messiah. And it just so happened that on the day that Joseph and Mary bring the baby Jesus to the temple to offer a sacrifice for him being the firstborn, just happened to be that that day the Holy Spirit puts Simeon right there. And when Simeon sees that child, he receives that child, and he offered a word of praise to God and also a word of prophecy. He prophesied over this child. Just a reminder, we looked at this last week. Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace. As you have promised, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations. He is the glory of your people, Israel. So from that word of prophecy, what we discovered is that Jesus is the consolation of the nations. Jesus, the true consolation of the heart, comes from God alone. Messiah's time of salvation is called the consolation of God. What that means that in the restlessness of my soul, the restlessness of our soul, there is no comfort for that restlessness apart from Jesus. So that when Jesus came, the Savior came, one of the most practical things he did is he brought comfort into a world of suffering. So that in the midst of that suffering, I find comfort. There's an amazing thing going on there. One, God didn't enter the world to remove the suffering. And God didn't enter the world to take us out of the suffering. God entered the world to comfort us in the suffering. And he comforts us in the suffering because he too suffered. My friends, there is no other story like that in the history of mankind. Think about it for a moment. There is a God that knew our sorrow. There is a God who knew our anguish. There was a God who knew our pain. And he said, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to enter that pain. I'm going to enter that anguish. I'm going to enter that sorrow. And in the heart, in the midst of people that I become like, I'm going to bear that. And I'm going to bring comfort into the midst of life. Wow. Well, Simeon goes on from that word of prophecy to give a blessing. Now, the blessing he gives, you got to kind of think from it. It's not sounding like a blessing, but the end of it is a blessing. So we're going to walk through that this morning. As Simeon is speaking this word of prophecy over Jesus, Jesus' father, Joseph, and his mother, Mary, were speechless with surprise at these words. Simeon went on to bless them, and he said to Mary, the mother of Jesus, this child marks the failure and the recovery of many in Israel, a figure misunderstood and contradicted, the pain of a sword thrust through you. But the rejection will force honesty as God reveals who they really are. We start with the wonder of Joseph and Mary. I mean, anybody that's ever had a child understands that babies bring wonder and joy and surprise, awesome, wonderful. I mean, it's just great. Oliver, I haven't seen Oliver in a while, so here comes grandson Oliver last night. You know, I get to hold him rather than FaceTime with him. It's wonderful. It's awesome. Well, this kind of a moment is the same kind of moment that Joseph and Mary are having with their baby Jesus. But it goes up a notch because they had no idea of the magnitude of what Simeon prophesied over them. They had hints of it. They knew that something quite miraculous was happening. They knew that. But the magnitude of that, it is just like stunning them. They are speechless with surprise. So that's the mood of this blessing. A couple with a baby hearing words that are hard to believe, astounding them, bringing wonder, and they're speechless with surprise at, wow. Now, a little aside from that, because we'll go on with the story and the blessing. When I read that, I try to put myself back in that mood. This is really the mood that I hope all of us have during this season. I mean, as we reflect on what God has done, when we reflect upon the incarnation, when we reflect upon Messiah has come, that this something new, that really we would be, again, we'd just be stunned. That there'd be wonder. That we'd be amazed. That we'd be speechless with surprise. That we'd actually experience this, a similar thing. That this would never become old hat. Oh yeah, here we go. Back in December, we'll have that. Okay, then. No, this isn't just a calendar event of the church. This is the most miraculous thing that's ever happened in the history of mankind. May we be stunned, in awe, amazed, full of wonder, speechless with surprise, big grin, just wow, shaking our heads. And then Simeon's blessing comes into that mood. Now, I've tried to be as literal as I can with the words of his blessing. So let me read them, and then we're going to bring some explanation to them. The blessing of Simeon is, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign that is rejected, and even your own soul, Mary, a sword will pierce so that the thoughts from many hearts will be disclosed. He's blessing them. The rise, that sounds like blessing, but before there's rise, there's the fall, and then there's rejection, and then like there's a sword piercing your soul. This doesn't sound like, does this sound like a blessing to you? It's a blessing. But in order to get to the blessing, you have to travel a ways because the blessing is found at the end. That the thoughts of many hearts are disclosed. So we'll get to there, but before we get there, we got to travel through an explanation. The destiny of this child will be the fall and the rise of many. A little illustration of that, if you'll watch the screen. The concrete imagery about fall is the collapse of a house. So the destiny of this child is that many houses will collapse. But the blessing of houses collapsing is that they can be rebuilt. Not the same house. I mean, if you lived in a house and that house collapsed, you probably don't want to rebuild that house on the same spot. So you have a different foundation and a new house rises. Most of you have read the Bible and you recognize that house can be a symbol of many things. One, it can be a symbol of family. And so what Simeon is blessing Mary and Joseph with, and really us, is that the family of mankind, the family of humanity, there's going to be a collapse within families so that something new can rise up. If you think about it for a moment, in the family of Joseph and Mary, God interrupted their lineage. And so there was a collapsing of the house of Joseph, a collapsing of the house of Mary, and God gave rise to something new and better. If you think about the family of James and John later in the story, that little bed, you know, wouldn't you follow that guy in that video? Come follow me. So there was a moment with James and John that Jesus said, come follow me. And as you read that story, they're leaving their vocation, they're leaving their boat, they're leaving their nets, they're leaving their family, and they're following Jesus. So there was a collapse in their family house, but God gave rise to something new. I could look back at my own family. You know, at 17, I came home, I told my mom and dad, I'm going to follow Jesus. And I could see in their eyes, something just collapsed in our family. But it gave rise to something new. Family is also, or nation, house, is also used of families of faith. And I would certainly hope that we recognize that as Simeon is giving this blessing at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, that we would recognize that there was in 70 AD a total collapse of Judaism on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And that needed to happen so that the blessing of something new would rise. There is, I hope you see this in the Bible, but I need to explain it some. There is an Israel of old, and there is a new Israel. Now, the mistake that's been made is that we say, well, the new Israel replaces the old. No, that's not what the story of the Bible is. The story of the Bible is, as the old collapses, God gives birth to something new, so it's a continuation of the old in the new, but it's something bigger and it's something better for everybody. But the old house has to collapse. And as you stand the Temple Mount today, you realize it's collapsed. It's collapsed. But something new is in its place that's even better. It also has to do with I think, the faith of the ages, of the Christian faith, or Christianity as we know it. I think probably you could go back in every century since Jesus, somewhere in each century there's been a collapse of the house of Christianity or the house of Christendom, and God gives rise to something new and better. Because he really wants the body of Christ to be something better and bigger than what we tend to think it's going to be. We keep trying to reduce what God wants to do. Then it has to do with dynasties. It has to do with governments. It has to do with nations. Think about this story. This child, the destiny of this child, will be the fall of the Roman Empire. One of the things that caused collapse of the Roman Empire, the largest empire of the day, was Jesus, this child. But as that empire collapsed, God gave rise to something else in government that's better. Think about Israel, the dynasty of Israel, the government of Israel. As the temple went in the first century, so went Israel. The government of Israel collapsed, so God could give rise to something else. I think about our own nation. This child, the destiny of this child is to cause collapse in the United States of America so that God can do something bigger and better than what our founding fathers ever dreamed of. This child is destined for the fall and then the rise. This child is a sign that is to be rejected. probably beckons back to Isaiah 8. That's what's on the screen. Don't call everything a conspiracy like they do. And don't live in dread of what frightens them. I mean, that's like coming off of the newspapers in America or like turning on the news channels. Let's stop calling conspiracy everything they call conspiracy. Let's stop trying to cause each other to live in fear. Make the Lord of heaven's army holy in your life. He's the one that you should fear. He's the one who should make you tremble. He will keep you safe. But to Israel and Judah, he will be a stone that makes people stumble and a rock that makes them fall. And for the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many will stumble and fall, never to rise again. They will be snared and captured. This child is destined for the fall of many. You see that at the end. This child is destined to be a sign of rejection. Jesus is a stumbling block. People stumble. People trip over who Jesus is. Jesus is the Messiah. You trip over that. Jesus has introduced the kingdom of God on heaven. You trip over that. People trip over who Jesus is. Now, there is a blessing in that. We're going to talk about that in a moment. So Jesus becomes this sign of rejection because God is offending the world by what he's doing. And even Mary, a blessed servant, a young teenager, that an angel shows up and says, you're gonna bear a child. And that's just, what do I say to that? Because of this child, Mary, you will experience pain and anguish. It'll be as if a sword is piercing your soul. This intimation looks ahead to the later fate of Jesus. Jesus being rejected. Ultimately, Jesus being rejected, tried, tortured, and placed on a cross. And the maternal sorrow which Mary would not be spared from. Moms, every mom in this room can relate to this. If you had to watch your child become a young man and at 30 be in his stride, and then watch him be resisted and rejected again and again, to be hated, to be maligned, then finally to be arrested, to be falsely accused, to be stripped, to be beat, and then to be hung naked on a cross, and you're there. There's no way, Mom, that you could not feel the pain and anguish that would go through your soul. So again, Mary, there's no out for you either, but there's still blessing. But that leads to wait, why? How it with collapse, with stumbling, with rejection, with a sword thrust through your soul? How is that blessing? How's that blessing? It's because the collapse, the stumbling, and the sword thrust through the soul is to reveal our thoughts. It's to bring to light what we think about Jesus. Within us, in the deepest part of us, in the recesses of our conscience, in our soul, in our very soul, do we know Jesus is capital T, the, capital M, Messiah. Do we know Jesus is the capital T, the capital S, Savior? Do we know that Jesus is capital T, the capital C, Comforter? Do we know that Jesus is capital T, the capital K, King? Do we know Him? And do we know that we know Him? And that in knowing Him, do we accept Him as who He revealed Himself to be? See, I'm capitalizing because that's who He revealed Himself to be. Jesus did not show up on the planet and say, "Hey, I'm one of the Messiahs that's going to come along." He did not show up and say, "Hey, I'm one of the ways that you can be saved." He did not show up and say, "Hey, I'm going to bring some comfort, but there's some other stuff in life that can comfort you." He didn't say that. He didn't reveal Himself that way. I've got to be honest with what's written here, what's been passed along here. So do I know Jesus for who Jesus revealed Himself to be? In my heart, in my thoughts, in the core of who I am, my conscience. And do I accept His revelation of Himself so that I know that I am following, I am believing the Messiah, the Savior, the Comforter, the King? Because if I'm not accepting Him for who He is, then I'm rejecting Him. You see, the blessing that Simeon is passing along to Mary and Joseph and to us is the blessing that we either fall or we rise based on what we think about Jesus. And so the blessing is this. If something in my life has to collapse so that I can come to know Jesus, that's blessing. If I have to stumble over stumbling stone after stumbling stone and I'm just thrown headlong on the pavement, but the end result is that I come to know Jesus for who Jesus is, that's blessing. And if my very soul has to experience pain and anguish as if you're just driving a sword right through me, but the end result is I come to know Jesus for who Jesus is, that's blessing. So do we know Jesus? Do we know Jesus for who Jesus has made Himself out to be? We haven't created a Jesus in our own image. We know Jesus for who Jesus is. Could you stand with me? We've all risen out of our seats. Because don't we want the blessing of this? Then if you think about the blessing of this, don't we want the people around us to know the blessing of this? So could we pray that way? Lord, I just want to ask that we receive Simeon's blessing. When we're honest with ourselves and we're honest with You and we're honest with at least one other person, we don't know what we think. We can easily deceive ourselves. We don't always know what we believe. So in this moment, Holy Spirit, just like you spoke to Simeon, Holy Spirit, just like you led Simeon to be in the right place at the perfect time, Holy Spirit, would you disclose what is in our heart? Hearts unfold like flowers before you. Holy Spirit, unfold our hearts. Reveal to each of us and reveal to you. Reveal what's in our hearts. And as you bring light on what is within our soul, what's within our heart, what's in the core of who we are, Lord, I pray that what's at the very center of our lives is this simple truth. We know and we accept Jesus as Jesus has made himself known to us. We know the Messiah. We know the Savior. We know the Comforter. We know the King. We accept him. We follow him from the very center of who we are, the most important thought within us, the number one belief that we hold is a revelation of Jesus. Holy Spirit, open our hearts. If that belief, if that thought is there, thank you for the reminder. If it's not, let something fall apart. Let us stumble. Let us experience pain and anguish so that we would have the blessing of knowing Jesus for who Jesus is. And then finally, Holy Spirit, empower us to tell this story. Empower us to pass along the blessing that Simeon passed on to us, that others would know Jesus for who Jesus revealed himself to be. Thank you that you have centered life on Jesus. In his name we pray. I trust that as you go about this day, as we do our progressive dinner, as we